Well, thanks ever so much for joining us for a very special Tech Law 10 this week, because we're both in the same room for the first time, Eric. How does that feel?
A little close. You know, normally we're spaced apart by, what, 5,000 or 6,000 miles, and I'm now looking at Jonathan Armstrong, who I like ever so much, just a foot away from me.
Yeah, it is amazing, isn't it? Because it is like at least 12 hours time difference apart, and now we're in the same time zone as well. And it's a bit of a lighthearted topic this week. We're going to look at, well, something's been giving you the big bird, hasn't it, Eric?
How do I respond to that? I guess I won't dignify it, but I suppose it's a light topic unless you're a five-year-old who goes on the internet hoping to see, you know, Elmo and Cookie Monster and Big Bird on the Sesame Street YouTube channel, and instead, as a little person, you're shocked to see naked adults in cavorting in various different positions and perhaps even intersecting. So what am I talking about here, Jonathan? Well, inquiring minds want to know.
Absolutely, yes.
And what I'm talking about is that the Sesame Street YouTube channel suffered a hack, and not just an ordinary hack, but a porn hack, meaning that if you went onto the YouTube channel a couple Sundays ago hoping to see your favorite furry and fuzzy, comfortable little characters, instead you saw raw, explicit adult video. So my question is nothing sacred, and what are we to make of this? What are your thoughts on this, Jonathan, before I carry on a little bit more?
Yeah, that's interesting. One time I had a case, actually, that was relatively similar. I was acting for a big house builder who built family houses, and they got a call one time from these guys who said, do you want to pay us? And I think it was about £30,000 sterling. Do you want to pay us £30,000 sterling? You don't know who we are. Do you want to pay us £30,000 sterling? And the client said, no, why would I want to pay you £30,000? And at that, the receiver went down, the call went dead. Then the same people rang up and said, do you want to pay us £50,000? And the guy said, I didn't want to pay you £30,000. Why would I want to pay you £50,000? He said, look at your website. And on the website was what you'd call adult, topless female images on the family house building website. And then they got a second call when the images were a bit more risque, shall we say. And eventually, to cut a long story short, obviously we had to take action. Is it similar to that? Is it a ransom threat, do you think? Or is it just somebody trying to make a point, or anti-Big Bird, anti-blue fur protesters? Or
I don't know if there was any, you know, extortion plot, you know, hatched here, as far as I know. And I don't know everything, but this was just, you know, an attempt at mischief. You know, unfortunately, you know, children are relatively impressionable, and maybe this isn't the kind of content they should be exposed to. I once had a situation where I was representing a woman who had a car dealership in a Midwestern state, and it turns out that one of her competitors was putting online her photo of her face on top of animals, superimposed on animals that were engaged in all sorts of sexual and bestial activities. And, you know, his point was to try to make her image tarnished so that people interested in buying an automobile wouldn't go to her dealership but would go to his. So, you know, what are the lessons we're learning here? I mean, fortunately, you know, Sesame Street did rectify the situation and, you know, did notify folks that there was the problem. Apparently YouTube also chimed in terms of explaining that it doesn't tolerate inappropriate content, which is unusual. YouTube doesn't normally do that. But some of the takeaway, you know, points are that you never really know for sure what content you're going to gain access to when you go on the internet, even though you're being relatively specifically targeted in your approach. I mean, if you think you're going to the Sesame Street channel, you have a fairly good idea of what you think you're going to see, but it might not happen. Another takeaway point is that, you know, parents have to be ever so mindful of what their children are doing online, and maybe they can't even be comfortable when they think their kids are viewing a child-friendly and safe site, because these types of things can happen. So they should be watching out. And then obviously, you know, best security measures need to be put into place wherever possible to help prevent, you know, these types of attacks from happening. Unfortunately, sometimes the forces of evil outsmart the forces of good, don't you think?
I think that's definitely right. I mean, I think your tips are good as well. And I guess maybe another one is encouraging your biggest fans to help you police your image as well. And I've seen that work on occasions where, obviously, bad corporates, you know, we've just walked past the anti-globalization protesters in Philadelphia here, Eric. Obviously, big corporates have got a lot of people who are not their friends at this time, but they've also got people who are their friends as well. And if people buy into brands like Sesame Street, and maybe that's another takeaway, that you empower your fans to help you as well. You know, 1,000 eyes on the internet are certainly better than two.
Well, I suspect in this particular instance, you know, the first set of eyes or two that saw adult sexual content on the Sesame Street YouTube channel probably spoke up.
Yeah, but sometimes big corporates don't make it easy for consumers to contact them and to tell them about that type of content, because a lot of e-commerce players, for example, are trying to strip out phone numbers because of the cost of dealing with phones, because of the cost of dealing with relatively live emails.
Right.
And quite often as a corporate, you just need to take a step back and think, you know, is that cost of engagement worth it in situations like this?
Yeah, and this one is such a black and white situation. I mean, it's so obvious, the problem. You know, you're going to what should be the most friendly, benign, harmless kind of a site, and then you get something that's obviously oriented not to children.
Yeah.
You know, it's just no debate about it. So I would think this would get the attention. There might be other contexts where it's not exactly the content that should be there, but it might not set off so many alarm bells that would get attention.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's probably about time to wrap up now. I suppose what we have to say is don't have nightmares. Don't see Sesame Street images in your sleep tonight. Thank you very much for joining us for this very special Tech Law 10. We're going to post some photographs, apparently. You and I are having our photographs taken to mement this historic time.
We will be fully dressed, not to worry.
Exactly, and Eric will be dressed as Big Bird.
You'll be the Cookie Monster or Elmo or one of the others. But thank you for joining us. Normally we would tell you, you know, one of us is in London, one of us is in San Francisco. We can say we're both here in Philadelphia with a storm approaching. I hope I can leave tomorrow. I've got a flight scheduled, and we're supposed to get a blizzard, unbelievably.
Yeah, but thank you for listening, and you can contact us as ever by email. I'm jparmstrong@duanemorris.com, and you're...
I'm not Cookie Monster. I'm Eric Sinrod at ejsinrod@duanemorris.com. You can find me and Jonathan both LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere.
Not on YouTube. That's maybe one for the future.
I am on YouTube.
Right.
If you do my name on YouTube, you will see a cyber law talk that I've given.
Very good. Well, let's do that immediately. But meantime, thank you for listening. You can also join the Tech Law 10 group on LinkedIn. To do that, you just go to the top right-hand side of the screen, drop down the box till you get groups, type in Tech Law 10, you'll find us that way. All that remains is to thank you for listening.
Thank you ever so much.
Bye now.